We're on. Going to start.
Whoa.
Okay. We are on Daf Sadi Zayin Amud Beis. We are by Baimene, I think we're by Baimene Rav Amir Chizda. Is that where we left off yesterday? Okay. So Baimene Rav Amir Chizda. It's like six lines in the bottom for those who are not here. Baimene Rav Amir Chizda. Rava asked Rav Chizda. Hamava eschaver al Amud Beis. The case we had yesterday. Someone borrowed money on a coin. The way I think Rashi explains it is someone borrowed some sort of produce or some sort of item, and the Malva said, "You'll pay me back in a coin. This is the coin you have to pay me back." Right? Remember, the times of the Gemara, a coin actually was not just legal tender; it also had its own physical worth. It was simply silver, so it had some worth. Besides the worth, it also had the stamp of approval of the government to make it legal tender to be used in the marketplace. So, Malva eschaver al Amadbeya, v'hosifu alav, and now they started to make. He said, "You're going to pay me back with a talent of silver, a piece of silver." And now they increased the amount that goes into the silver. So it's a bigger amount. In other words, I lent you $100 worth, 100 zuz worth of produce. You'll pay me back this piece of silver that's worth 100 zuz. Now the piece of silver is worth 125 zuz because they increased the value of it. Mahu, what's the din when I come to pay you back? What's the din? Do I have to pay you a piece of silver, or do I pay you the piece of silver and somehow I deduct the extra 25 zuz that it's now worth? So Amalo, no sin lo matbeya hayotzeb osusha. You don't diminish it or that. You give him. He said you mave al matbeya. You give him the matbeya. You give him the coin. That's it. You give him the coin. The question is, what time? You give him the coin. He lent you 100. Now you're paying back more because the coin's worth more. It looks like ribis. So Amale bafilu kinafya. Even if it went up in value, the size of a nafa, amrle in, yeah, amrle afilu kitartia, which is even bigger amount, even with more, even that much more, he goes, yeah, amrle in. So Gemara says, v'haka zalyin peri. But he's saying, look now, the peros that you borrowed are now worth less compared to what you're paying back, and therefore it looks like you're paying more money for the peros that you borrowed. So you're paying ribis. You're collecting ribis. How can you do that? It was worth 100, now it's worth 125, you're paying ribis. So Amar Rav Ashi Chazina, we have to take a look. E machmas tivazil menakin lei, the e machmas tarazil lo menakin lei. If, we have to evaluate the situation. If the payers got cheaper because the matveya is now worth more, there's more metal in the matveya, if that's the reason why the payers are cheaper, right, if the payers are cheaper because they add on to matveya, then menachin lei, then we're supposed to take off the difference, so he doesn't have to pay the ribis. But if the reason why the payers are now cheaper is because of the shuk, what Rashi says, what does that mean? Shebo gishamim v'nimsu rov tvuos ba'olam v'huzla payers, because there was bounty. It was a great winter. It was a great harvest. There was a lot, so the supply went up. Supply goes up, price goes down, right? Assuming demand stays equal. But supply goes up, the price goes down. Then lo menachin lei. Then we're not moreed the hefresh, because you can say that the reason why you're paying back more than you borrowed is not because of ribis, because what you borrowed just happens to have gone down in value. It's not a case of ribis. Gemara says, wait a second, v'akas shavach l'inyan naska. But how can that be? Look at the value, right? If you take the naskah that you get, you're just gonna have more. That's ribbits, right? The piece is still worth more than what you lent, so it's still considered ribbits. So Ella ki hadra papa Rav Huna breida Rav Yosi Avda Uvda. It's similar to what Rav Papa Rav Huna they had a case. Bizuzi the agdimis taya with the had a case with the coins of some Yishmaeli socher who was like a money changer. This guy was a money changer, right? Ad asara bisimanya. They found that like 10. They found they had the old coins, and the old 10 of the old coins were worth 8 of new coins, and they didn't do anything. So somehow it comes there. Article explains it also. Comes out. It's 25%. If the value changed 25%, then they don't do anything. If the value changed more than 25%, then not only do you have to make the adjustment on what you're paying back. Depends on how much the value of the coins changed. Okay? Fine. So, in summary, if the payros got cheaper because they added on extra value to the coins, right, or they added more silver, more metal to the coins, you can't pay with the new coins because that looks like ribis, unless you if they went up in value more than a fifth, because it looks like ribbis, then you have to take off the amount from the coin when you pay it back. You have to make the adjustment. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of halachas in the name of Rabba that are concepts of grama. And we have three types of nezakin. We're going to talk a lot about this in the next couple of days. There's grama, there's maisa v'yadayim, there's mazik, I hit you, it's a mazik v'yadayim. There's something called grama, which is some sort of causative damage, not direct, it's indirect damage, and that's your putter, or your chayim, and then there's something called garmi, which is somewhere in between, which is a machlokas, it seems to be a machlokas, this is a massive, massive shas sugya. I just brought in, Ramban has a kuntres de garmi, I just photocopied on it, a whole kuntres of atinu de garmi. And then, because he talks about how garmi is deoraisa, and he goes through all the, gives what the definition of garmi is, he goes through all the cases, fine, goes through other cases, don't go on the moment, hezekshi and nicker, he goes through the whole thing there. The shach went out to write a paper from the kuntres de garmi, he stopped in the middle because he said the Ramban is wrong, it's not deoraisa, it's the Ramban. And he goes from Pidakra Kodesh to Shach, goes like a bulldozer, as Rabbi Miller says, goes right through the whole thing trying to prove that garmi is only the Ramban. So there's also major machlokos we've shown him, what's the difference in garmi and grama. So we'll get to that also. But there's a concept of garmi, which is your chayiv. Right? Your chayiv to pay. Grama, your putter, but your chayiv midei shemayim. It's a good idea to pay, because you don't want to go to shemayim be chayiv. But it's a good idea to pay, but you still putter midei adam. So you have mazik yadayim on one end, grama on the other end, garmi somewhere in the middle, and in Iyun Shirim you have to define what the differences are. Okay, so now we're going to a bunch of cases of Rava. So in cases of Rava, look just, everyone has to have to figure out whether it's grama or garmi. Hazorek matbeya shochaveru yamagadol. I take your money, whatever, your coin, your ring, and I throw it into the yamagadol. So yamagadol sometimes means the Mediterranean, sometimes means the Atlantic. I throw it into the river, I throw it into the water. A putter for paying for it. I don't owe you any money. My time. What's the reason? The amar ha manach kamach ibay shakler. I say, here it is, look, it's right there. If you want it, go get it. I didn't damage it, I didn't destroy it. It's right there. So Gemara said, but Gemara limits it. Gemara makes two limitations. When do we say that your potter? That's bitzlulim dekachazile. That's when it's clear water. You can see it. So you can go. It's right there. Go get it. You can go grab it. Aval akurin. If you throw it into the East River. Aval akurin. Well, the East River 20 years ago at least. Aval ikurin delokachazile, where you can't see it. Well, then you can't. And the Toso says. So it says akurin slulin is not. It's lav dafka. That's clear or not clear. Whether it's successful or not. Is it possible to retrieve it or not? Nowadays, maybe you have these devices where you can actually find it. Maybe that plays a role. But a kurus lulim means whether it's accessible or not. So if it is slulin, then you're putter. If it's a kurin, then you're chayiv. You have to pay. And also another limitation: v'hani mili de adye aduye about shakli biyadi migzal gazli hashava boy in the eved. And only one time you're chayiv is if the way you got it into the lake, into the river, is you smacked the guy's hands. And it ran out from his hands and it fell in. But if you took it from his hands, and then you threw it in, you took it into his hands, you're considered a gazlan right away, and then when you threw it in, you're the one who has to do it. There's a difference between a gazlan and a mazik. A mazik you chayv if you destroy it. A gazlan you chayv when you take it. So here you took it and you give it away, you have to return it. So my question was, I don't understand why this is mazik. If you're throwing it into the river, you didn't destroy it. It exists. It's still in existence. So that's the definition. So I think you have to change what the definition of mazik is. Definition of mazik doesn't necessarily mean that you destroy it. Definition of mazik means that you were ma'aved it from the owner. The owner no longer has the ability to use it as he did like before. And destruction is just one example of being ma'aved the object. It was destroyed, just made it inaccessible to the owner. So that's the definition of mazik. Okay? So Tosos has a whole discussion. If you smack his hand and it goes up higher, it's higher than 3 amos from the ground, maybe you should be calling it Kinyan Hagvah, you should still be a gazlan also. He says, give a bunch of answers. One of the answers is because since it's so far to fall down, since it's not in your hands, it goes to the whole thing about why this isn't the Hagbah. Because that's another, because if you call it, we said if you call it, you become a gazlan, and then you're chayiv to pay. Right, so we say, sorry? No, an accident your own. But onus maybe a mazik also. I don't know. No, onus that probably goes into machlokas about what it is. You sure his guy's holding it right to the river? You go smack it, and one goes up, it goes into the river, and you did it purposely to for him to lose it. That's what he did. He says, yeah, because you go get it. So the question is, so he says, go get it yourself, right? It's right there. It's accessible. Go get it. What does he have to pay? You have to get the scuba team to go find it. Does he have to pay for the scuba team? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. It could only be in a suit. We like that golfer, you know, when the golfer went in and he did, don't ruin your clothing. That's So the question is, what about the cases where he's chayiv to return it? It's in the akurin, right? It's in the you can't see it, so he has to go do it, right? So what if the mazik says, you know what? Instead of paying for it, similar to your case, instead of paying for the item, I'll pay for the scuba team. You know, I'll pay it. So does he have to actually retrieve it himself, or can he provide for the nizak to get it? Well, because maybe it's the tircha involved to get it. I don't want to be a toreich. I'll pay you for it. Whereas the mazik says, no, I don't want to be bothered by it. Go get it for me. You have to get it for me. Go get it for me. Big difference in the tircha. It takes time. I don't want to be tircha. It takes time to clean the house. Because this tircha, I have to. The mazik says I don't want to spend the time going through the yellow pages finding. No, who says the mazik has to do that? Maybe the mazik says, here's the money. You go deal with it. You go find it. As opposed to saying, I have to pay for the whole thing to get it. It's a machlokas. The shop brings down to machlokas. It's in Siman Shin Pei Vav Sivches. The shop brings down to Deus, whether or not you're allowed to have, whether he has to pay, whether he can just pay to get and force the Nizak to do it. It's a machlokas, whether you have to return the item or you just have to provide the Nizak access to the item when you get it. But that's just a machlokas brought down the shop. That was interesting. Okay, next case of Rava. Now we have a question. That was Rava. Rava basically said that if you can see the matbeya, it's considered as if it's there. Therefore, the mazik can say it's in the nizak. It's right there. Go get it. So Masiv Rava. Rava asked the question. Ein mechalin al Moshe einam berususo. You cannot be mechalal your peiros of ma'isha sheni. Right, peiros of ma'isha sheni. You have to bring to Yerushalayim. But what you can do is you can be mechalal it onto ma'os, onto money, and then take the money to Yerushalayim and use the money there to buy something and eat in Yerushalayim. So, ein mechalal ma'os ein berushuso. But if the money is not in your rishus, you can't be mechalal. I can't be mechalal. The question is what the rishus is, but let's assume that the money that's over there is not in my rishus. I can't be mechalal on the money that's over there. It has to be my rishus. So, ketzer, what's the quick case? Hayulo ma'os be kistera. He has money in kistera, which is some place, and there's no way to get there because there's a makom sakana to walk there, right? So he has money in Kistra. Oh, Behar Melech, on a place like Yam Melech. Oh, Shenapo Kisul Yam HaGadol. Or his purse fell into Yam HaGadol. Ein Mechalin. You can't be Mechalin on these maos. But what's the question? You see from here that the money's in the Yam HaGadol, it's Nechshav as if it's not in your Rishus. So that's the case. Why in the case where you throw the money into the Yam HaGadol and you can see it, we're comparing the two cases, and you can see it. Is it considered to go get it? It's right here. If it's right here, then you can be mechalal ma'os on it. It's considered sin as rishus. Go get it. So why are you saying here? Why are you saying it here that you can't? It's not mechalal. The case is that if the yama gadol and you can retrieve it, it's considered right there. It should be for your rishus, and you should be mechalal ma'os on it.
That distinction here between the dirty ones and the clean ones.
We're assuming it's the clean one. The case where it doesn't give the answer. It doesn't say I'll be kurin or not. It just says yama gadol, so it means all the cases. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba, no, the difference. You're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing Mazik to Maaser Sheni. Amar Rabba, Shani Le'inyan Maaser. It's different in Maaser. Deba'inan Motzu B'yodcha. It has to be mamash in your hands. Not necessarily in your shush. It has to be in your hands. Right? Derachmana Amma V'tzartar Kesef B'yodcha. It has to be in your hands. Galeka, this isn't in your hands. It can't just be accessible. It has to be in your possession. There's a difference between Maaser money and Mazik money. Okay. Fine. The Amar Rabba. Now Rabba has another case. Hashaf matbeya shel chaveru pater. Right, we said before, you had these coins. The coins themselves had intrinsic value because there was actual metal content in them. But on top of them, there was like a symbol, some sort of imprint from the local authority to make it a legal tender, legal and valid tender. So what did you do here? You rubbed off that imprint or that whatever that is. You rubbed off the seal. Okay, so now it's no longer can you use it in the marketplace. It still has its own value. It still has value, but it can't be used in the marketplace because it's not stamped as approved. So, Matbeir Shel Chaveru, Hashaf Matbeir Shel Chaveru, Pater, my time, and what's the reason? Tehal lo aviv lo midi. Because he didn't do any meisen nezek to the actual item. It's completely grumma, he's saying. Because the actual value of the thing, he didn't destroy the item. The item's still in existence. What he did was he took off some sort of sticker, I guess, so to speak. That's how I viewed it. He took off the sticker from the king. And now, by taking off the sticker or taking off the imprint, now it can't be used. But he didn't do any damage to the item. The item's still in existence as it was. There's a little tear off, and I used to go back to get it approved again. But he didn't. There was no damage. But he says, Hani Mili, again, limit this. Hani Mili, the Machi Bikurnsa. What he did is he banged it with a hammer. So I guess the imprint goes down. So he didn't take off any volume from the actual coin. right? Having the machi b'kornso of v'tarsha, and therefore he smoothed it out. Aval shayfil v'shufnia, but if he somehow if he scratched it off with some sort of, I don't know, like a Brillo pad or something like that, and so he took off content now, then chasuri chasrei, then he was mechaser from the actual goof of the matveya, and then he have to pay for it. Because now you would have to pay for it. Then it's also now, since you're already paying for the actual damage, you have to pay for the grammar part also. So you pay for the damage what you took off. Let's say you took off an ounce worth by peeling it off. Now you pay for that. Plus now put on the rest. You have to pay for the extra that's no longer valued. It's no longer valued in the king's county. So you have to, not king's county, in the county of the king. So you'd have to pay that as well. So you see from here, that's considered, if you just bang it and smooth it out, you just bang something, you didn't take away from the actual, you didn't take anything physical away from the item, you're potter. So now the Gemara again is going to compare it to a different case, and we're comparing it to a case of Eved Kanani. I don't know what the comparisons are, but the Gemara takes the Halamim to have the comparisons. It says, Masiv Rava, he ko'al eno, I hit the Eved and his eye, visima, and I'm the owner and I blind him. I hit him on the ear, and now he's deaf. Ebe yotze ben lecheres. He goes free. That's the din. Shein v'regel, shein v'ayin. He goes free because I damaged one of his evarim. But if I hit him keneged eino, I hit him near the eye, and because of the kol or something, what happens? Then he gets blinded. V'eino roeh, or keneged ozno. I bang the wall next to his ear, and somehow that causes him to go deaf. We have this case a few times. And eino shemeya, eino ebe yotze ben lecheres. The ebe doesn't go lecheres. So what's the question? The question goes like this. You see in the first din that if I hit, let's use the ear case, I hit him in the ear, and he goes deaf, I'm chayiv. It's considered as they did damage to him. But I didn't do anything to the ear, is not, the physical part of the ear, nothing happened. That's the havamina. Nothing happened to the ear, yet I'm still chayiv. So it should be the same case when it comes to the matveya. I didn't destroy the physical, anything physical in the matveya. I did something that caused it, it's no longer worth what it was worth before. So shouldn't it be the same din? Rashi says, look at the Rashi, al-ozno b'chersho. It's like towards the bottom, two-thirds of the way down. Alma afa gav lo chasere, even though you didn't take anything away, you didn't lose any physical part. Kaven da osa maise begufo. Since you did a maise in his guf, lav grama kachashu velamamash. Once you do a maise on the actual object, that's considered a maise, and that's not considered a grama. But hachanami, kaven da machi bekornse. Since I banged it with the hammer, I did a maise on the coin in its guf, and by doing that maisa, it's now worth less than chasu damim. Well, kacha chasu damim maisu. That's considered a maisa. That shouldn't be grama. It should be maisa. So Gemara says, wait, what's the comparison? So Rabba l'tamei. Rabba says, no, it's different because the Amar Rabba. Rabba says, chershul la'aviv neherog. If you make your father deaf, you hit him. Your father. If you hit your father and you draw blood, you chayiv misa. Well, if you hit your father and he becomes deaf, there was no blood. He still says Yechayiv Misa. Why? Because he says She'iyev Sharle Charisha Below Chabura Ditipas the Dam Enaf Leiv Une. There's still internally there was some sort of loss of the blood. So too here in the case of the Eved is different because if I hit him on the eye or I hit him in the ear, we're saying that there had to have been some sort of movement of the blood internally, and that's enough. That's what makes you that there is some sort of change. It's different than it's different than our case because in our case you didn't do anything that changes that changes it. You're just doing just taking off the imprint of the seal. Okay, next case. The Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Hatzorem ozen parasho shel chavero, pater. I pierced the ear of my friend's cow. I put this sort of mum. So what this mum is, though, this mum is you can't, it's, it'd be also to go on the Mizbeach, but there's nothing wrong with the cow now. You can still shaft it, you can do anything to the cow right now, but it'd be also to go to God in the Mizbeach. So Tosfos says that we're talking about here with a stam para. The para was not muktosh, and you pierced the ear. However, if it was a muktosh cow and you pierced its ear, then you pass the gabim zbeach. Then you have a whole issues. You go into the issues of being damaged somebody's hektish. Tosfos says in Tosfos Yumaskalat Soram, he says v'yesh the last line v'yesh lomer the mastizin ayir behema kedusha. That mishnah there is talking about the vada the gabim zbeach coming. That was definitely going on to mizbeach. Here we're not sure we're going to mizbeach. So that's what the Gemara says. He says, "Atzorim ozen paroso shokaveh pater my taima paro kid kaima. The paro stand exactly where he was. The lo aviv lo midi. He didn't do any mice and nezik to the paro at all. The kulu shvarim la gavi mizbeach kaimi. Oh, you may have brought it for a carbon. Not every animal goes up on the mizbeach. So you want it to be matched? It's only a grama. But I guess Tosos is talking about. But if it was a case where it already was hooked us to go to the Mizbeach, and then you pierced the ear, then you did a damage to the Karban, because you lose the excuse of Lav of Kul Shvar and Lav L'Gabim Mizbeach, because this one is L'Gabim Mizbeach.
What?
Did you get Hana from it? Did you use the animal? Meal is when you use it. I don't think you did Meal here. No, it's different. It's damaging. It's going to be Moab Hekdesh. Meal is when you use it. This thing is a kosher animal, and I plow with it. Meal applies to that. Right. Okay, there are also Tosos Div Masvahal. He says that it's also again that maybe the Patur here is because it's a Hezek Shein and Nikr. So if it's Hezek Shein and Nikr, maybe that also applies for when it's Kaddish also, because it's Hezek Shein and Nikr. Because you can't really see the pierced ear. Okay. So Masiv Rava asks a question, wait a second. Now you're telling me that if I pierce the ear, then it's not considered damage, it's just grumma. He says, "Ha'osim melacha mechatas." You have the paraduma water, right? You can't do any melacha with it, right? You're supposed to take the mechatas, you're going to mix it with the ashes or the paraduma. You can't do any melacha with that water. Or the parachatas. Or someone does melacha actually with the parachatas. You have the paraduma. It's about to be shachet and be yisarev. And you did some work with it. You actually did work with it. You made a walk, made a plow. Okay. So patur medinei adam, the chayyeh medinei shemayim. In that case, you patur medinei adam, but you chayyeh medinei shemayim because. The question, maybe it's Hezek Shein and Nikr, whatever the reason is, it's not Nikr, or you weren't choser from them at all, you didn't take anything away from them, but you're potter. But you're chayiv because you worked on a paraduma and you worked on the mechatas. So they make a diyuk from the Braisa. Melacha hud the lo minkar hezekei. That if it's only melacha that you did to this para, that's the reason why you're potter, because it's not minkar the hezek. You can't recognize the hezek, right? You can't recognize the hezek in the water also. What do? I twirl the water. I mean, it's not recognizable. I had the para work, plow my field. Look at the para. There's nothing recognizable of any damage or any work that I did to the para. About Sorim, but if I pierce the ear, right, the minkar hezeka, that the hezek is nikar, so hachinami mechayi b'nei adam. So therefore, you would see that yechayi b'nei adam. So you see here that piercing the ear is considered a damage. So the Gemara says, Amri, who adin dafilu tzor and pater? Now, even if you're tzor in the paraduma, you're pater. Or how kamash malan dafilu malachet lo minkar hazeka chayv diyusmayim. The chiddush of the mission over there by the paraduma is not the diyuk we made; it's the opposite diyuk. The diyuk is that even though you did something that's not minkar hazeka, you're only pater. You're still pater midei ana. You're still chayv midei shemayim. Okay. Again, these are cases of grammar point to Rava. Okay. Next case, famous case. Vama Rava. Hasorif shtaro shel chaveru pater. My friend has a star that says Reuven owes me $1 million. It's in the star. I walk up to take the star and I burn it. So he says I'm pater from the million. Now he can't collect the money because the guy's gonna say, "Oh, prove it to me." You know, come back to the lender, to the borrower. Say, "You owe me $1 million. Where's the star? I don't have it. I don't owe you. I'll deny it." What? Make which guy swear? When he can make him swear? He's called for the call. Huh? The star is destroyed. How can you make him swear? What's the chiyuv shuah there? It's called for the call. I owe you $1 million. You owe me $1 million. You say no. No shuah. You call for the call. If you say no, I only owe half $1 million, then I can make you swear for more than mixes. It's called for the call. No shuah. So it can be called for the call. So what I did is I damaged your ability to collect the chov. But I didn't damage the chov. The chov still exists. Conceptually, the chov still exists. In theory, you can, because in theory, maybe the guy will admit it and say, "Oh, here you go. You're right. I owe you." But I damaged your ability to collect. I didn't damage the actual chov because the chov still exists. Right? It's clear. So I'm a rabbi. So I'm a chaver. Potter. The amalei niyara kalaminach. I burnt a piece of paper, so I'll pay you the value of the piece of paper. I'll give you the penny. I'll pay you the value. No, for my firm, 11 cents. I'll pay you the value per copy. I'll pay you the value of the paper. But the fact that you can't collect the collective loan anymore, that's just a grammar.
So what about that personal value, sentimental value that we said?
Of what? Of the piece of paper?
Yeah. But the paper.
It's a piece of paper.
No, but it represents a lot. It's
only grammar. It's only grammar.
We discussed that, like, you know, if someone destroys the letter that your grandmother wrote you in camp.
Right.
So it's a piece of paper, but to you it means a lot.
Right. So what's the halacha now?
I don't
know. I don't know how to evaluate that. But this is not, I don't think this is sentimental value. It's not sentimental value here. This is actual value.
It's better than that. That can never work in this. It can go on and on.
Right. The sentimental value. I don't know. You take it into consideration. Don't worry about the guy who burns the stamp. Then the other stamp goes up in value. That's also another question. Okay. So Vama Rabba Soros, the Rosh Hashanah, Potter, the Armelay, Nir Kalach Minach. So Masik Rabbi Rachama, Hikidami. He says, what's the case? What's going on here? Idi Ika Sahadi, the Yadi Maim Havi Bishtara. Let's say there are Edim. It's Machlokes, whether there are other Edim or the Edim actually signed on the star. Somehow there's Edus that knows what's in the star. So then Lichtav Lishtar Malia, write another star. So Tosas asks, wait a second, but why is not Mipihem Velo Mipiksavim? You're only allowed to give testimony on Mipihem, and not Mipiksavim. You can't give testimony on written word. It has to be the spoken word. So it says, Velo Shaya Chacha Mipihem Velo Mipiksavim, Velo Bahi does not get Pashuk, Mishin, in that case over there. Why? Because the Edom Achasun Mal Shtar, Nasa Kimishin Nechgar Edusim Bevezdin. Edom that signed on the star, it's as if they were Nechgar Bevezdin. Vahabi Ki Ilu Amri Hani Edom Re Inun Shenechgar Edusim Bevezdin. If you have testimony on the star, it's as if you have testimony on the actual Edos. As the Salvation, so to say, the star speaks. The star is an actual, it's a living, breathing, not a document, it's a living, breathing thing. The star speaks. So it's me PM. That peaks up. And once the star is Nechgar Edusim Bevezdin, and you have the Hanfek, and everything's done with the star, it's a valid star, the star speaks, so it's not me peaks up, it's considered me PM. It's verbal. Okay. So he says, Idi Ika Sahad, the Yadi Mai Havi Shtara, literally Shtar Malia, write a new one. The Ileka Sahade, Ani Minay Yadin. And if there are no witnesses, right, if there's no witnesses to that the loan took place, how do we know what was in the star to begin with? Because he said it was in the star? What's the problem here? Either way, Marashach, what's going on here? If they're Edom, give him a new star. If there's no Edom, how do we know that he owes the money anyway, that he's owed the money? So Gemara says, Amarava to Hebim Amino. We're talking about a case where the Sorif believes the Baal Ashtar. I'm burning your star that says that Simcha owes you $1 million. I know that what I'm doing. I'm burning your star. I know it's in there and I'm burning it. Nevertheless, I'm Pater. Why? Because it's only Grama. It's only Grama. It's coined to Rabba. We'll come see later, this is a major, this is a machlok, it's about Sorish Tarosov. The Ramban passes that Sorish Tarosov is Garmi. And therefore, Yechayev. So, Machlokas. And again, you have to go into the definition of Grama and the definition of Garmi. But here, according to Rava, it's only a Grama and your Pater. Or maybe according to Rava, Garmi is Pater. It's also a possibility. So, the Gemara now is trying to say, what's the Machlokas by Sarish Tarosov? Amar Ravdimi Barchanina, Hadar Rava, this din of Rava, it's Machlokas of Shimon Rabbanan. It's the Machlokas din of Shimon Rabbanan. What's the Machlokas of Shimon Rabbanan? The Machlokas of Shimon Rabbanan is what we had on Daf Ayin Dalam Abbas, where someone stole Hutchim. Right? Guy said, Hare Alai to bring a korban. Not Hare Zia korban. Hare Alai to bring korban. And I stole the korban. So now the Bailam is Chayib Achrayas. He has to bring another korban. So the question is, according to the Chachamim, right, the Ganov is not Chayib Tashlumi Kefa Baruch Hamisha because... Rashi says it. He says, Amar of Dima Rachnina had the Rav Machlokas of Shimon Rabbanan. He, the Rav Shimon, the Amar Dover Goron Lamamon Kamamon Dami. Rav Shimon holds that Mamon, that Dover Goron Lamamon is considered Mamon. Right? So therefore, if you show if you the star, is Dover Goron Lamamon. It's considered as if Mamon, therefore a Chayim. Chayim. Rabbanan Amri, Dover Hagorim Lamamon Lav Kamamon Dami. Rav Rabbanan would say, Dover Goron Lamamon Lav Kamamon Dami. Since they say it in the other case, they can say it over here. What's the other case? Oh, they don't have it yet. Rashi doesn't talk about it. Okay, so say it outside. You have the case where the guy steals kachim that are chayav, the bottom is chayav achriyosim. So according to Chamim, the Ghana doesn't have to pay to Kefel or Abra B'chamisha. Why not? Because since it's Bereshus Hektesh, and the Pasuk says, V'gunav mi besa ish. Right, that's the case in Ayin Dalet. And the Chachamim learn, mi besa ish, v'lo mi besa hektesh. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the Ghana is still chayav at the Tashlumim, because this is still considered mi besa ish, because he holds that Dover Hagorn Lamamas Kamamim Dami. Meaning, that even something that in and of itself does not have value, but it causes something to have value. This, if I steal this animal, now I'm forcing you to bring another korban. So by me stealing it, I'm causing you a loss of damage. It's never going to the mamon. Then that's considered the mamon of a person. So this behemoth, even though it belongs to Hektesh, but nevertheless, by taking it away, I'm forcing you to bring another korban. So therefore, it's considered. Dover Golan Mamon, and therefore Yechayev. The Chum say, no, it's not, Dover Golan Mamon is not the Mamon Dami. So if I stole the Hektish, I stole it from Hektish, not me Beis HaYish, and therefore I'd be Pater to pay Kefel and Dal Vehei. So there'll be the same din when it came to Sorish, the Rosa of Shochaveru. We can say it can be totally the Machlokas in this case. The Star itself isn't Guf Mamon, but, you know, it's just a piece of paper. but it's a goyim lamamon, and because it can cause you to collect the money from the borrower. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says over there that davar margolim lamamon kol mamon dami would say yichayev by sorish derosov, and according to Rabbanu who say davar margolim lamamon lakum mamon dami, he wouldn't be mechayev you. So Gemara says no, that is not the machlokas over there. We misinterpreted the machlokas over there, and therefore we can't bring it over here. Says Maskei de Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Yeshua, Eimar de Shamas le'Rabbi Shimon. First, we can say it this way. Where do we say, this is not Dover Golan Mamon. Where do we say that Rav Shimon holds Dover Golan Mamon Ka Mamon Dami? It's B'Dover She'Ikaro Mamon. It's when something itself actually has value, and it represents another thing of value. The Behema actually has value. And if you take that, it represents another Behema. The Shtar itself has no value. So it's not considered Dover Golan Mamon. K'Darabba, like Rabba says, the Amar Rabba says, Gozol Chometz Lifnei Pesach. I stole Chometz before Pesach. Okay, I stole Menachem's Chometz today. All right? And then someone comes ahead and burns it. B'moed means on a Pesach, burns it on Yudalin at the time of the Bir Chometz. Okay, someone burns the Chometz. So what did he do? I could have returned the Chometz to Menachem, and I would have been Pater. Even after Pesach, we see the next mission. I could have returned. So by him burning the Chometz that I stole, he caused me a loss because now I have to repay him money. I have to pay back Menachem money, right? But nevertheless, it's Pater. Why? Shakom mitzuvin al v'baro. Everyone is mechuyev to destroy the Chometz. So he's here, whatever that means, this guy did a mitzvah mikaf. He did a mitzvah. But let's say it's la'achar Pesach. That's what he did on the Yudalit. Let's say it's chametz. I stole the chametz today. It's now after Pesach. You come ahead now and you burn the chametz. So you caused me a loss. Because I could have just taken that chametz and said to Menachem, Areisha chalaf anecha. That's the halacha. So, but la'achar Pesach, machlokes Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. This is the machlokes Shimon v'Rabbanan, al davar l'garon l'mamon k'mamon dami not. Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Davar Agro and the Mamon Kamamon Dami Chayiv. Then you burnt it. You chayiv to me the Ganav because you caused me a loss. It's weird. You caused me a loss. I have to pay him back, but you have to pay me so I can pay him back. But Rabbanon, the Amar Davar Agro and the Mamon Lakam Mamon Dami, they're Pater. But the Gemara says, with Davar She'eni Karo Mamon, when the thing that you're destroying itself has no intrinsic value, then Mi Amrina. We don't say Davar Agro and the Mamon Kamamon in that case. So that can't be our case. Our case can't be davar golem mamon kamamon dami because this is not a case where the item that's destroyed or that had intrinsic value, which is a piece of paper.
The guy who burns it, pays him back paper or just once the value of the
thing. He didn't steal it. He didn't steal it. He burned it.
He still has to pay back paper. The guy.
Yes, but so what did he cause him?
So you're causing him a little
dough. Well, maybe. So maybe to pay back the whole thing.
It seems like not.
I don't know. Because I would have to pay by you destroying it. I can't be hasty like Zayla Shergozo. Whatever you have to pay, whatever damage you caused him, you'd have to pay him. It's okay. That was that. One second. Okay, so now we get that's the whole thing of that's what Rabba says. That's all about Rabba says. But now we have to come into the now Dina Garmi comes into play. Now, if I do what is the concept of Dina Garmi? We'll try to figure out. Say a few things of what Dina Garmi means. Garmi again, we said it's in between Grama and right here. Garmi is in between Grama and Mazik V'Dayim. Mazik V'Dayim Yichayev, Grama Yipater, Yipater Dina Adam. Garmi, you're still Chayev to pay. It's some sort of more direct indirect damage than grama, but less direct than mazik yadayim. So it was a machlokas. Exactly. I was in yeshiva. So garmi first when I was in yeshiva once for Elozman, Rav Parnas did kuchas din garmi. He did. It was Elozman was one that we didn't start. Why you didn't start till much later, like after yontif? We spent a month on din de garmi. Still don't understand it. Whatever. We spent a month. That was my first time exposure to hashir. But so let's just say Rashi and Bava Basra. On Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and this is how the Ramban there learns Rashi and the Shach learns Rashi, says that there is no difference between Garmi and Grama, no difference at all. That anyone who holds that Garmi is Chayev doesn't hold of Grama and Nizakim Pater. We always say that Grama and Nizakim is Pater. That's only according to the Ma'ad Amar who doesn't say Ki Chayev be Garmi. It's one and the same. That's the Machlokas. It's Grama Chayev, it's Grama Pater. There's no difference. According to the Ritzba is brought down also in Tosos and Vav Basra Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. And it's also the Mordechai here, also says there's no difference between Garmi and Grama in Mahus, as what they are, but rather Garmi is damage that is more Matsui. Since it's more matzah, the Rabbanim made a takana that you be chayiv in these cases. I guess people were going around, according to one who says that so shtaros of is garmi, people going around burning people's shtaros. Oh wow. That's one. That's the Ritzvah. But most of the Rishonim say that there's an actual difference between it. There's a Mahuti difference. There's the Ramban, there's the Rush. We don't have time right now. Maybe when we get to Daf Kuf, we'll talk about it again. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Meimar. A Meimar says, Man did don din garmi. According to my Dhamma, who's don din garmi, magbi be demei shtar ma'alya. In this case, shtar shtarosa, if you hold the garmi, you have to pay back the full value of the shtar. Because if you're burning the shtar, you're destroying, you're being masi the chov, and therefore you have to pay back the whole thing. Man did lo don din garmi, magbi be demei na'ari ba'alma. If you don't don din garmi, you only have to pay back the value of the piece of paper. Machlok is shown in whether, when a Meimar says the din garmi, Is it only talking about this case? Rabbah had four cases. Is Amemer saying that all four cases are garmi, or only this last case is garmi? Goes into the consideration when you try to figure out what garmi, what grum is. Does it apply to all four cases or not? So we bring down a case. Ahu uvda, there was a maaseh. The kafi rafam rav Ashi, rafam forced rav Ashi, the agvi bay, and he took from him everything that was in a star. Ki shura litzalma, like he took the real value from rav Ashi. What's the case? We showed him to say what happened was when rav Ashi was a youngster. He burnt someone's star. So when he got older, Rafram forced him to pay back the value of the star. To pay back all the value. Okay. So it says from the coin to this, you see the source of Yechayev. Next case, Mishnah said, Chametz for Olav Pesach, right? If I stole Chametz for Olav Pesach, I can say, Umaloh Haresh L'chol Fanecha. So Man Tana, Omrin, who's the Tana who says, Bisur Hanah Haresh L'chol Fanecha? Who's the Tana who holds that even something is Asr B'Hanah, I can still say Haresh L'chol Fanecha? You would think it's Asr B'Hanah, there's no value. So no, it does have the value now. Amar Rav Tizda Rav Yaakovi. It's the Shita of Yaakov. The Tanya of Yaakov says, Shor Shehemis, right? So a shore that kills somebody, and now it's Chai the Skila. So Achlo Nigbar Dino, if the Psakin hasn't passed yet, Mecharo, and the Baal of sells it, Mecharo Machor, Hektisha Muktash, Shchato Pesal Mutter. If he sells it, it's a good sale. If he makes it, it's a good Hektish. If he shacks it, you can eat it. Right, Hechziru Shomer Labal. If you have a Shomer, it was in my. I'm a Shomer, and it killed in my feet when I was watching it, and it's before Pesach Beisdin, and I return, and then I can return to the Baalim. That's considered returned. I returned what I had. It's something that's Aser Bahana. I can still return it. But Misha Nigmar Dino. But if it's Nigmar Dino, Mecharo Eino Machor. It's not a valid sale. Hekisho Eino Mukta. It's not a valid Hektish. Chatu Basar Aser. By Shechted, it's Basar Aser. But and Hechziru Shomer Labal Eino Mukzar. It's not, can't not return. I'm returning something that's not considered, that's valueless. Rav Yaakov Omer, Akmish Nigmar Dino, Hezir Shom Labala, Mukhsar. Rav Yaakov says, no, even if it's after Nigmar Din, if the Shomer returns it, it considers he returned something. Even, you see from Rav Yaakov, even if you return something, it's Asr Bahana, then it's considered Mukhsar. So Gemara says, My Laba Hakimif, the Machloksin Rabbanan, Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim. Did Rav Yaakov Savar Omer, Nisur Hana, Haresh Chalfanecha? When it comes to Yisur Hana, you can say Haresh Chalfanecha. This shore is Asr Bahana because it was psaked in that it should be Niskal. You can still return it, the Shomer can still return it and say Haresh Chalfanecha. So the Gemara says, no, Amli Rabba, no, the Kuyama, Amrina be Israel, no, Harishal Khanecha. You don't have to say that Amrach Mishnah is only going according to Rav Yaakov. Everyone holds that Israel, no, you can say Harishal Khanecha. If that's the case, why the Chachamim don't allow the Shomer to return this? So first he says, the Im Kain Nipnagu be Chametz be Pesach. If there's a machlokus between Rav Yaakov and Rav Chachamim, is whether you could say Harish Chol Panecha by Surah Hana, then they shouldn't just have the Machlokas by the Shor Niskal, they shouldn't mention the Machlokas by Chametz Lava Pesach. It should either be that Mishnah or our Mishnah to say there's the Chilik. Why over here, why do they not make the Chilik? So what's the Machlokas between, Rabbanon and Rabbi Yaakov over there by the Shor Niskal? So Ella Amar Rabba, Hacha Begormim Dino Shoshor Shalob Befano Kamifakli. The Machlokas is whether or not you can make a Gemar Din on the Shor Niskal without the Shor there. Without the Shor there. Okay, so we're talking about a case where the shore killed somebody, and after the shore killed the person, the shomer gives it to the Beis Din. He gives it to the Beis Din. So now they can make the Pesach Din, because the shore is there. There, Rabbanan Savri, Ein Gormer Dinos Shor Shalob Befanav. Rabbanan say that you can't paskin the shore Niskal unless the shore is there. So, the Amalei, in this case the shomer will be Chayev, because the Bible can say, the Amalei, E-I-T-Se, Nihile, have me Ikronele Agba. Had you given it back to me, and not given it to court, I would have hid the shore. So now you caused me damage by bringing it to court. But Hashtam, Masarti, Beyond Mandalo Matinele, Shtuya Dina Mihadei. You gave it to somebody who I can't get rid of. You gave it to someone too powerful, I can't take it away from them. But Rav Yaakov says, no, Gomer Dino Shoshor Shalob Befanav, you can be Gomer the Din of a Shor Niskal, even if the Shor Niskal is not there. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be there. The Amrale, and therefore the Shomer is Pater, because he can say, my Abidle, what did I do to you? Sof, have a Gomer Le Dino Shalob Befanav. In the end, you would have been Chayev anyway. Okay? 1 minute.
Okay, Ashukhe Rav Chisda Rav Shmuel Amarle Tanis Midi Bisur Hana. He says, did you learn anything by Bisur Hana? So Amarle in Tanina, yeah, I have a brisa. The pasuk says the Heshav is Gzela. It says the Heshav Gzela Shargazel. So the Heshav Gzela Matam Loma Shargazel. What does it mean Shargazel? Yachzurke Ain Shargazel. Mikan Amru, you have to return. It's extra. You have to return what you stole. If there's a shinoi, you can recone it. Mikan Amru Gazel Matmei Venifsal Payus Verkivu. You know what? It's 8 o'clock. We'll pick up from here. Okay.